All right, it's 25 to 4, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome Jan Kruger. Hello, Jan Kruger.
Hello, Kathy. Nice to talk with you.
Lovely to talk with you too. You know, you sound very happy. Is it because of the work that you do?
I think it's because we're out in the country. It's a bit more relaxed. We enjoy what we do, so that makes a big difference, okay?
Amazing.
And yes, okay. Absolutely.
Tangaroa Strawberry Farm. I mean, that sounds so idyllic. You know, birds started chirping in my head when I said that, because I used to grow strawberries, and they're actually surprisingly easy to grow, and they taste very different to supermarket strawberries. Very different indeed.
Yes.
So let's just talk about Tangaroa. Firstly, where does the name come from?
Okay, the Tangaroa is a Maori word.
Yes.
When we arrived here, this farm didn't have a name. And we felt that there had been a little divine intervention in leading us here and us ending up here. So we wanted to recognize that. And we found this word per chance. And it actually, when we looked it up, it means creator of all things. And for me, that was exactly the description I needed to name the farm. And so, yes, it's been Tangaroa for the last 25 years, and hopefully for a few more.
That's amazing. So you brought a little bit of New Zealand. All right.
Yes. So, yeah, no connection with New Zealand, except that it was an awesome
Maori
word. And that it just, it defined or spelt out what we felt, yes.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So, Jan, are there different species? Do you grow different species or different, is it different species of strawberry?
Yes, varieties.
Varieties,
yeah.
There we go.
Kathy, when we started, I found a book some years back, and the book was published in 1942.
Yes.
And in that book, it's about strawberries, and they talk about strawberries in South Africa, and they said there were seven varieties, and one of those seven is called Selecta, and that is what we have. We have a variety called Selecta, and it was around before 1942 when that book was published. And if you go and Google now, you probably find 700 million. I don't know, it's an uncountable number of varieties. So we've got one of the ones that's been around forever, and it tastes just so amazing that, one doesn't want to go away and go and do something different. Yeah. And so we only have one variety, and it's that one. And so, unfortunately, because of that, we don't have early varieties, we don't have late ones, so it doesn't extend our strawberry season very much, but for that period from the end of September when the first ones are ripe through to early December when they sort of finish off, that is our strawberry season. And as short as it is, it's worth the effort to come and experience and really just pick a strawberry, and as you said, they taste so different from the store-bought variety.
Well, when you're talking about varieties, maybe it's like roses. I have a beautiful rose garden at home, but some roses, if I go to a nursery, right, or a depot, a garden depot now, and I buy a rose bush, it's all for the eye. It's no longer for the smell. Right.
Yes. And how sad is that?
That is tragic. That is really tragic because, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. It's a flower that is known for its aroma. And they're being bred for how they look, which I think is just such a statement about how we live today.
Unfortunately, and there is a similarity with strawberries as well. And where the ones that we have, I think, we're one of the original ones. They taste like, I believe, a strawberry should taste. And the ones you are buying now are farmed or have been manipulated in such a way that they ripen early or start ripening earlier than normal. And all that does is it extends the strawberry season. And provides fruit in the store at a premium price now because there really are no strawberries earlier. And later again, as the production of regular strawberries diminishes, then you have the late varieties, and the objective of them is that the farmer who grows those can capitalize on the fact that there are not many strawberries in the stores, and so they tend to get a higher price. So it's all about money, and for me, this is not about money. This goes a little further. We came out of the city to the farm. There was one thing that I knew about nature, and that was that we need to be organic. We don't need to have chemicals and pests, you know, pesticides and poisons and things. And so since we started growing strawberries, or from the start, we've never applied any of those chemicals to our plants, and so they are as organic as the day is long. And for me, that is very important. That it's a health factor, but I think it just adds to the lure of having an original strawberry and being able to pick it in the fields.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I love talking to you because you're so incredibly knowledgeable about this. So one of our listeners, Anton, nice to hear from you, Anton. He says, does anyone know if different varieties are different subspecies? For wines, they use, word varietals, not varieties. Is it different for strawberries?
That's a very
complex
hard question for me. I don't have the answer, and I'm not sure. I was just very happy to know that what we have is one of the seven original ones in the country, and we've just kept that alive and get that tradition going.
That's amazing. So, how many hectares do you have, and how many strawberries do you grow?
Yeah, we've got there are hundreds of thousands.
Yes,
we've got 6 hectares, so that's 6,000 square meters of land that has just got strawberries in, and nothing else is happening there. So, yeah, that's I can't tell you how many. There are several hundred thousand strawberries in those 6 hectares.
How do you stop the neighbors' children from coming over the fences and eating your strawberries?
Okay, I think that's part of the benefit of being out in the country on a farm. The neighbors' children are far away. we do, however, funny you say that, we have a little a primary school right next to us, that on our one border. And in early days, when there was not much of a fence there, they apparently used to sneak over the fence and at break time or whatever into the strawberry fields and go and pick a few strawberries.
That's
awesome. I mean, everybody's picked a peach that didn't belong to them, you know. So yeah, I'm sure.
I actually remember doing that with oranges.
Yeah,
in winter.
There you go.
In winter, we'd be driving in Rustenburg, and you know, Rustenburg has got all these citrus farms. And, you know, just stop, pull over at the side of the road and just pick a couple of oranges. Sometimes they had worms in them. So I guess that was karma.
If
you've just joined me, I'm speaking to Jan Kruger. He's a farmer at the Tangaroa Strawberry Farm. So this is actually a place that is open to the public. And you can go and you can, during the season, which is in September, you can go and pick strawberries. Jeez, I tell you, the things we do for you at High FM, hey? Okay, so let me just tell you that while the strawberry farms, obviously the strawberries are still, they're not ripe yet. September, we've got 2 months to go. Well, not even, it's 6 weeks, right? Before you can go and pick, you can go book pick. To go and pick. You can still go out there. You know, it's so lovely to go out and do a day trip. It's out Hadebeespoort way, and it's lovely to have a day trip. You know, take the family or go with a friend and go for a cup of coffee. And, you know, they've got the most marvelous restaurant there. And apparently cheesecake that is just legendary. Everything, of course, strawberry flavored milkshakes and strawberry this and strawberry that. But what else can visitors enjoy there, Jan?
Okay, so we have quite a few irons in the fire. We run a day spa here because of the environment being more relaxed and out in the country and fresh air and all those things. So we have a day spa where you can buy prior booking, come along and enjoy a full day or a half day spa experience with massages and facials, and really a good time to relax. That's the one thing. We also have a guest house, or we have a couple of guest rooms, and the idea initially was that once you're finished with a day spa and you're really wound down, you don't want to go home, you don't want to climb in the car and go and get all stressed up in the traffic again, so you stay over and give your body that extra time to appreciate that wound down feeling.
Amazing.
So there's so you can stay over. We do this kind of bed and breakfast, so we send you off after breakfast with a nice farm breakfast the next day. Then you can I think people feel more prepared to deal with life again after that. So in the process, as you mentioned, there is a restaurant. We do all the strawberry things. So there's strawberry milkshakes, there's strawberry cheesecake that we really well known for. We do strawberry waffles and things like this. So and other flavors as
well. Are those all your strawberries, Jan?
Yes, absolutely.
So how are you doing that out of season?
Because, okay, the secret is very simple.
Okay, it's just us talking. Nobody's really listening.
No, just between you
between
and I.
Between friends, yeah.
It's like this, yeah. When it's strawberry season, we will pick strawberries that were not picked, okay, and freeze them. So we have a stock of frozen strawberries, and you can... When you defrost the strawberry, it goes soft, so it's no good to use as a fresh strawberry again once it's been frozen. But you can blend it and make it into a sauce. You can cook it up and make strawberry jam, and so on. So,
do you sell them?
Stuff we need.
Do you sell the frozen ones?
Absolutely. We sell frozen ones. We sell also, yes, there's frozen ones. We do strawberry jam and all those kind of things as well. So, yeah, most things strawberry. The only thing we can't do right now is to offer a fresh strawberry because it's out of season, or for us, it's still out of season.
Yes.
But they are starting to – the flowers are out there already, so – 10 weeks from a flower to a ripe strawberry, it's on its way.
How wonderful.
And then if I can just add that with this whole relaxation thing, we have a labyrinth, so yes. You can come and walk the labyrinth and really have time to clear your mind and it's like a little meditation, I guess, if you're walking and out in the country, nice fresh air and so on. That kind of thing. We have a picnic area, so often people will come and picnic. You can bring your own picnic. You can order a picnic from us ahead, you know, obviously ahead of time so that we have the opportunity to prepare it. But you can come and picnic, and then whilst you're picnicking, or take a break and go and walk the labyrinth and carry on with your picnic afterwards if you like, and that kind of thing. We have a chapel. We do intimate weddings, but little ones. We sort of work up to about 30 guests, so not massive weddings, 80 or 100 or 300, but for the little ones, where I think sometimes it's very difficult to find a venue, but we do offer that. And
that's
then
wonderful.
Of course, all those things happen all year round, except for the strawberry picking, which obviously end of September to early December, that's the strawberry season. We don't pick strawberries during the week unless it's like a school tour where it's prearranged, and then they would come during the week. But mostly our picking is Saturday and Sunday. We start at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. We're here until 4:30, and then we start again Sunday morning, same time, 8 to 4:30. And people come and they spend the day. We have families bringing in the big biryani pot, and the whole family comes along and they make a day of it, and it's really good fun.
Mm. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right. So you're going to be giving a giveaway. So what I'm going to suggest is this, that our listeners, they already know our telephone number. And we would be very happy to pass those numbers on to you for vouchers. Okay. So I'm just telling our listeners now, right now, that if you send a text, right, because what this is going to do is it's going to sign you up for their newsletter. right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So sign up for their newsletter and you're going to get, what are we going to get, Jan?
We get, yeah, the first 20 listeners are going to get a free strawberry picking voucher. Okay, so
amazing.
Obviously that's only valid during strawberry season, so we're talking about late September to early December. Yeah, somewhere in that time. You don't have to book, you can just arrive, but we have to obviously arrange to get the voucher to them. That will be the first group, and everybody that subscribes, so even beyond the first 20 listeners, everybody that comes along, you have an opportunity. We're doing a real spa special just for your listeners, and that special is where you book a fabulous full-day spa for four people, but you only pay for three, which means the fourth guest comes mahala free.
Does it count if one person wants to come four times?
If they can do it all on the same
asking
day.
For a friend. Okay, I'm just saying.
Yes. not a problem, and that would be those spa deals would be valid for the months of August and September. So
okay, so
yeah, but we do need we have a proviso there. You do need to book by the 31st of July. So it's something we need to do sort of soon. But once you've made your booking, then you can come anytime, August or September, as it fits in for you.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Jan, I have loved every moment of speaking to you. You are so personable. It makes sense. In my head, you're everything a farmer should be. Friendly and jovial and happy and growing strawberries.
I think I've had 25 years on the farm. And that's probably qualifies me as a farmer now. So yes, thank you for that. And it's been we've done in these 25 years, we've done a few radio things like this, and they're normally quite tense. And I must say, today I've been really relaxed.
I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you so much.
Cup of hot chocolate here, and yeah. It's going very well. Thank you very much.
So amazing. Thank you so much, and thank you for these wonderful giveaways. So that's Jan Kruger from Tangaroa Strawberry Farm. So if you would like, now, listen here. Don't get so excited. I want you to get the subscription. I want you to subscribe, because then you get the 100 Rand strawberry picking voucher. What you're going to do is you're going to send through the word subscribe, okay, to 061. You know the number, 061-895-1019. Just put subscribe, and we're going to get you subscribed, and we're going to get you those vouchers. Do it. Do it now. Don't waste your time. To go to the strawberry farm. So, like he said, it's valid between September and December to go and pick the strawberries. But isn't it wonderful? And they're out by Hartbeespoort, so they're not very far. And it's just, they've got so much going on. So just send the word subscribe, and we're going to get you those 100 Rand vouchers. The subscribe is going to subscribe you to their newsletter, which is wonderful. Right, it's the kind of newsletter that we want to read, not the rubbish that gets sent to our inboxes. Okay.